Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. New documents obtained by the nonprofit Lawyers for Civil Rights show that Boston Public Schools made more than 100 reports containing students' personal data available to federal immigration officials since 2014. WBUR immigration reporter Shannon Dooling is on the story and joins us now in the studio. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Shannon, let's just start with how or why did Lawyers for Civil Rights get these documents?
Sure. Okay, so short answer is the organization sued the city and the Boston Public Schools to get access to these records after they were denied them in a public records request. We also filed a similar public records request here from WBUR and were denied by the city. We were told that because the records were part of this active litigation, they were exempt from access.
So why did they want the documents in the first place?
Right. So you might remember back in 2018, we reported on ICE, Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, arresting an East Boston high school student after he was labeled as a gang associate by a Boston school police officer. Important to note, school police officers are not Boston Police Department officers, but instead they're actually employees of BPS. They do receive some training from BPD, but they're not BPD officers. But that officer, the school police officer, filed what's called an incident report about an argument that happened in the cafeteria. And the young man, who had no criminal record, was listed in that report as an associate of the transnational gang MS-13. And that report that the school police officer filed, it was sent to the BRIC, which is, we're going to mention this acronym a lot. So keep in mind, BRIC is the Boston Regional Intelligence Center. The BRIC is a database of intel that's maintained and managed by Boston Police. But the database is accessible to some federal law enforcement, and that includes the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
There it is.
Yeah, which is, of course, the parent agency of ICE. So we're thinking about this one student incident report. 9 months after that report about the argument was filed to the BRIC, this student was arrested by ICE. He spent more than a year in detention and eventually was deported back to his native El Salvador. So advocates, including Lawyers for Civil Rights, saw this story. They sounded all these alarm bells about the sharing of juvenile student information, things like names, addresses in some cases, into this regional database, the BRIC, and they started asking for more information.
Okay, so from one report to now more than 100, what is in them?
Well, for starters, the city has only produced a portion of those 100 reports. They've been withholding many of them, saying that the reports are exempt because they could compromise law enforcement investigations or public security. But basically, these are reports of incidents, school incident reports, that for the most part happened on school property, but not all of them. There are a handful of the incident reports that happened off of school property, which begs another question, which is why are Boston school police officers filing reports about things that happen outside of their jurisdiction. But the reports cover a range of incidents, anything from graffiti to, quote, disturbing a school assembly to assaults and students actually threatening one another with physical harm. Many of the details are redacted, including the race of the students. And so it's difficult to get a complete picture of what went on in each incident. But in each case, the report was filed to the BRIC. Most of the reports I reviewed were filed by school police assigned to East Boston High School. That is a community that's home to a lot of Central American immigrants.
All right. In your previous answer, you mentioned at one point some that, you know, are not being given over because of concern about law enforcement investigations. Mm-hmm. So given what you know, what proportion of these reports posed either red flags or probable cause for this information about students to go to someplace like ICE?
Right. Well, like I said, the incidents really range, right, from something seemingly benign like graffiti to assault. So we should keep that in mind. And they're sort of all over the map in terms of the tallies. I think it's really important to note, though, that these reports did not trade hands directly between Boston School Police and ICE, right? We have to remember they were filed by Boston School Police into the BRIC, the database, which is then accessible by Homeland Security and ICE. You know, I asked Lawyers for Civil Rights sort of that so what question, like, why do they care so much about this? What's the threat here? Can they pinpoint, based on these reports, whether students, besides the young man we just spoke about, have in fact been deported after their information ended up in BRIC? They told me that The redactions make it really difficult to track these students down, of course. But they say, you know, ICE officials sift through these records that are contained in the BRIC.
And they're not redacted in the BRIC.
Correct. And the student incident reports, occasionally, you know, we've seen them wind up as evidence in immigration court proceedings. So they're concerned that other students may have been detained or even deported and we don't know about it. I do think we need to keep in mind, Tiziana, the broader context. So these reports were filed between 2014 and 2017. So if we take a step back and we think about smack dab in the middle of that, in 2016, there was this large sweep of alleged gang members in and around East Boston. Teenagers were murdered in East Boston. There was this spike in violence that, you know, definitely raised awareness about the potential of gang presence in the community and in the schools.
So now that we're here, how are the Boston Public Schools responding?
Well, BPS is emphatic about the fact that it does not share student information directly with ICE, but it did confirm that certain student incident reports are shared with local authorities, which includes the BRIC, that database that's accessible to federal law enforcement. BPS said in a statement that it only shares incident reports related to ongoing criminal investigations or public safety concerns. But again, we saw some incident reports related to things like graffiti and disturbing an assembly. So that's a question to keep in mind. They also mentioned, BPS, that it updated a policy in March 2018, placing stricter guidelines around what info is shared with BRIC.
So that would have been outside the window of
exactly.
when these died. Okay.
Exactly.
So we heard from Boston City Councilor at Large, Julia Mejia. She's the first Latina on the council. She told us that information sharing breaks the trust between the city and the community.
We need to do a better job as a city to make people feel safe. And if we send our kids to schools, we need to know that they're going to come back home and that they're not going to be police officers or ICE officers waiting for them. I think that breaks the trust.
Yeah, so Mejia, you know, said that she plans to closely monitor this information sharing. Boston Police also contacted us to clarify that just because information is entered into the BRIC doesn't mean it's automatically shared with federal authorities.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean it's automatically pushed?
Exactly.
Okay.
It means, though, again, that it is accessible. So even if it's, you know, not automatically flagged for people, they can still access it. The BPD also reinforced that the BRIC is maintained and owned by Boston Police and the city, not by federal authorities.
So there are some issues at tension here. What are they? What's at stake?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting to note that all of this sort of comes on the heels of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh signing a new trust act at the end of last year. We'll get into that more in a minute, but I think let's lay out the arguments, right? So on the one hand, civil rights and education advocates are saying sharing any of this information with the BRIC and thus making it available to ICE is potentially a violation of students' rights. But also, in the case of at least the one student we talked about who had no criminal record and resulted in his deportation, that's a drastic consequence potentially. So they're concerned about that. On the other hand, we've got Boston PD and Boston Public Schools saying, look, A, public safety and the safety of our students is the first priority. And B, this information's not directly shared with ICE. So even if it's accessible to federal immigration authorities, we're not handing it over and saying, ICE, you might want to check this out. Of course, like I mentioned, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh signed a new trust act into law at the end of the year. Now, that further outlines parameters for Boston PD interaction with ICE in particular. But I think it does show that, you know, this type of communication, this sharing of information on some level between city officials and federal immigration authorities, it's not new. But it's clearly right now front and center when it comes to the concerns of city officials and also community members and immigrant community members in particular who find themselves living in a very politically heated and tumultuous time.
So in, you know, 10 seconds or so, mm-hmm. where do we go from here?
Right. Well, Lawyers for Civil Rights tell me they're still waiting on a number of those additional records, those student incident reports that the city withheld. So the litigation's still active for that, and we'll keep reporting on that as things play out.
And we'll keep following you on it. Shannon Dooling, WBUR immigration reporter. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And before we break, I just want to let you know, listeners, join us tomorrow night here at WBUR at 7 for a special edition of Radio Boston on Mayor Marty Walsh's State of the City address. We'll have live analysis from Jennifer Nasur and Michael Curry. That's Tuesday night at 7 on 90.9 WBUR. Stay with us. There is definitely more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.